On the Jay Cutler note, we did try to exhaust all the non-surgical remedies. Jay's a tough guy. He's proven that in the past. They did multiple different types of rehab. It's been a couple weeks now. Now the next alternative is to have surgery. He'll have surgery on Saturday. He'll be placed on IR here shortly, and we'll keep you updated as far as roster replacements. Yeah, I mean, he's tough. He like I said, he waited the 2 weeks, a lot of rehab. You know, they're in there all hours of the morning and afternoon and evening. There were some different treatments. I'm not going to get into all the exacts, but things typically you try to do to avoid surgery, and they didn't take form like they were expecting, and we're at the surgical mode at this point. Not at all. You know, I think, as I mentioned before, even through the thumb when Brian Hoyer was in there, when these guys get hurt, they're still, part of the football team. They're here every day. They're in meetings every day. They're interacting with their teammates. They're in the locker room every day. Once you go to IR and there's a surgery involved, obviously you're not around quite as much because, like Danny Trefathan and I just, FaceTimed, from his surgery. So, they have to get fixed. So that part will change it a little bit. But he's been great. He's been great since we've been here. I think just, being comfortable. I think, our opponent, Colin Kaepernick's been in for X amount of time. And, like anything, the more you do it, the better you get, hopefully. And, just getting him more reps with the ones. I think there was a drastic difference between him coming in as the backup, in Green Bay versus him being the starter, last week against Tennessee. So hopefully, he improves from his first start to his second start, and that's the plan, and that's what we're working on.